A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 44 through 51. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I notice how many times John has Jesus referring to bread. His bread is our life. So why has Jesus chosen this item as the means of offering us eternal life? Everywhere we go, there is some form of bread. Everywhere we go are people starving for such food, such nourishment. We pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Jesus wants his listeners to come to him for the bread that will last. When we read old stories about travelers who run out of supplies, bread is always what someone might ask for, and a generous person might share. Bread is a term we are comfortable with, and we recognize the many forms it takes. Panera is making a fortune on bread. Look at the rows and rows of white and wheat, rye and multigrain. Look at the rows and rows of large loaves, small buns, plain, frosted, poppy seed and sesame seed, plain or toasted. What is your pleasure? For here or to go? Jesus was quite a teacher and a theologian. Is that inappropriate to say? He used a common food item to draw us into life with him. At the Last Supper, he blessed the bread and broke it. He told the apostles and all of us that if we eat this bread, all will be well in his kingdom. On the road to Emmaus, he waited until supper time to reveal himself to his companions in the breaking of the bread. What do we remember as we partake of the Eucharist? Does any of this come back to us in our routine reception of the sacrament? What do we remember when we bite into a sandwich and enjoy the soft flavor and nourishment? Much, we hope. Jesus, help us to savor your presence and never to forget the true meaning of your life-giving bread. Give us today the physical, emotional, and spiritual bread for each challenging moment. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Amen.